With a new round of winter storms, the Wyoming Department of Transportation has been clearing interstates and highways, and they have a favor to ask. Stop running into their snowplows. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler explains.
I'm riding shotgun in Randy Oakry's snowplow. He's the Gillette maintenance crew leader for YDOT. Oakry is clearing up Interstate 90.
Yeah, so this route actually goes out just past the Campbell County, Johnson County line. And then there's a cross over there, and then we come back into Gillette.
Even though the road has already been plowed this morning, you'd never know. In most places, you can't see the concrete. Oakry is driving a tow plow, which means there's a blade on the front, then a trailer swings out behind so the plow can clear both lanes. We've turned around and are heading back to Gillette when he gets a phone call. The plow driver coming from Buffalo, just a few miles from us, was rear-ended by a car. This has been a common occurrence lately. In fact, this year's drivers may have set a modern-day record, crashing into snowplows 21 times since October. YDOT Public Information Officer Doug McGee says this season is unlike any other.
From 2018 to 2019, which would have been last season, there were 8 snowplow strikes. The season before that, there were 8 snowplow strikes. And in the 16-17 season, there were only 3.
McGee says these incidents tend to happen on major interstates like I-80 and I-90, more so than on state highways. Crew leader Oakry says most of these collisions have a common theme.
Most of the time it's speed. Visibilities are low. A lot of times roads are pretty slick, and so stopping distances aren't what they used to be.
Oakry says a snowplow is usually chugging along at 35 miles per hour, depending on the conditions. As they plow, the trucks also create a snow cloud that brings whiteout-like conditions around the truck.
And so when people come up on those, they're going a little too fast, and sometimes they have trouble stopping, and the snow cloud kind of gets them, the visibility drops.
As he continues to plow, Oakry points out that cars have started lining up behind us. Since it's taking up 2 lanes, vehicles aren't able to speed past us.
The reason they're able to catch up a lot of times is because the roads are better behind us than they are in front of us. So a lot of times people get frustrated being behind a plow, but it's actually a lot better behind us than it is in front, or we wouldn't be out.
YDOT hasn't found a direct reason for why there's a sudden increase this season, but Doug McGee has a few theories.
We're seeing more snow this year and more and longer wind events. So that's creating a lot more plowing need. So by default, it's possible that one contributing factor is that our plows are simply out there more often.
McGee says there's no one thing contributing to the spike. But when there is a collision with a snowplow, it can go beyond potential injuries.
Of course, the other issue is that more than likely our plow is put out of service. In some cases, the plow is damaged beyond repair. It takes time and money to get that plow back up and working to clear the roads for the citizens. So at the very least, it can cause delays in service.
YDOT says insurance has paid more than $93,000 over 3 years for claims for snowplow damage, though that amount doesn't even include every claim for each accident. So what's the solution? First, try and slow down. Laura Dallas with YDOT District 4 in Sheridan says if drivers can't completely see in front of the plow, it's probably a better idea to stay behind.
Follow from a safe distance, which is typically, double what you'd usually follow a vehicle from. Drop your speed considerably. Take your time and don't pass until you can absolutely see what's ahead of you. The reason there's a snow plume is because there's snow in front of the snow plow. So if the snow plow, if you can't see, don't pass. It's just common sense there.
McGee says YDOT will try to continue to alert the public to this issue through social media and press releases about safety and accidents. But he says in the wake of the sudden increase, YDOT is trying something new.
Our overhead signs, which we call dynamic message signs, or commonly DMS, we just started today adding messages to those DMS that plow activities are ahead, you know, drive cautiously, that sort of a thing. So giving people on the road an immediate and direct message to expect to see a snowplow ahead and hoping that we'll grab their attention and they'll be a little more alert.
And YDOT has one final piece of advice. Don't crowd the plow. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.
Remember, if there's ice and snow, take it slow.